Good evening, everyone. Hope all you guys are doing well. And I've got two words, and if you'll go to our first slide, two words for us to think about: faith and courage. So what do you guys think? Are these good things or not so good? What do you think? Yes. Yeah, they're good things, positive qualities. Faith, courage, those are good things to have. So let's be thinking about those as we learn about Matthew chapter 14. Now, I've got a couple of questions, and don't answer them. We'll just think about it and then maybe give an answer at the very end. Can we still have faith even if we sometimes have some doubts? That's a thought, a question. And here's another one. Can we still be courageous even if we sometimes feel afraid? So let's take a look at Matthew chapter 14. And right away, we learn about John the Baptist and what happened to him. Now, do you guys remember that time I dressed up like John the Baptist?
Yes.
I don't think we really talked about whatever happened to him, maybe a little bit. Well, today we'll find out what happened to him. I think some of you guys already know, but don't give it away. We'll get to that in a minute. I'll be sure to call on you if you raise your hand. But let's take a look at verses 1 and 2. At that time, Herod the Tetrarch heard about the fame of Jesus, and he said to his servants, "This is John the Baptist. He has been raised from the dead. That is why these miraculous powers are at work in him." So Herod, who is a political leader, has heard about the miracles of Jesus. But who does he think? What does he think about it? Who is doing these miracles? He hears about a man doing amazing miracles. And people say that his name is Jesus. But Herod says, "Oh, no, I know what's going on." Yes. Jordan. Yeah. Now, what's a little strange about that, Andrew? They are cousins, but it talks about John the Baptist being raised from the dead. So, wow, what happened to John the Baptist? Let's find out. Well, like I mentioned, Herod was a political leader. He was actually the son of a very powerful political leader called Herod the Great. He did a lot of building projects. He's also known for doing some really, really bad things, killing a lot of people, even killing young children. Really bad. Well, Herod the Tetrarch, he wasn't a really nice person either. You see, Herod the Tetrarch had a brother named Philip. I'm not sure if he and his brother, you know, had a really good relationship. I'm not really sure what their relationship was like. But it does seem like he liked his brother's wife. Now that causes problems. So what did he do? He took her. He took his brother's wife. Now this is a good thing to do or a bad thing to do? It's a very bad thing to do. You know what? It probably ruined his relationship with his brother too. You know, I don't know what Thanksgiving was like at the Herod household, but I'm guessing they probably didn't get together anymore after this. Sometimes people who are leaders and have a lot of power, they think they can do whatever they want. Why do you think they think like that? Why do leaders sometimes think they can do whatever they want? Yes. Right. So, but why do they think this? You're right, they have a lot of power. Levi?
Because they can force the whole child.
They can what? Yeah, they can just tell people what to do.
Do you think that they're better than other people because they have more than them?
Right, they think they're better than other people. And if other people are critical and say, "Hey, you shouldn't do that," if they have absolute power, what can they do? Ian?
They can make you not.
Yeah, they can do some bad things to you. So people are afraid to criticize those in power sometimes, especially if they don't have freedom in their country. Even today in some countries, you know what? People are afraid to speak any criticism about their leaders. because they could get put in jail. And that's exactly what happened to John the Baptist. Because John the Baptist wasn't afraid to speak the truth. Let's look at the next slide to see what John the Baptist said. John had been saying to him, to Herod, "It is not lawful for you to have her. You're doing the wrong thing. I don't care if you're the leader. You're breaking the law. This is wrong. You're breaking God's law." Well, what did Herod think of this? He put John in prison. And John the Baptist stayed in prison for a while. During part of the ministry of Jesus, John the Baptist is there in prison. Well, there was someone else besides Herod who was kind of upset at John the Baptist. Does anybody know who it was? Herod was upset at John. He was angry with him. He put him in prison. But there was someone else, maybe even more angry with John the Baptist. Anna? His wife, yeah. It seems like she wasn't unwilling to become Herod's wife and leave his brother Philip. She was kind of part of it. She wanted to do this. And she is upset about what John the Baptist is saying against her. Well, one day, Herod had a big birthday party. Oh, and there was music and there was dancing. And one of the people dancing was the daughter of his wife Herodias. And I guess Herod was very pleased with how she danced, and he made a hasty promise. Always be careful about making hasty promises. He says, "I'll give you whatever you want." Well, she wasn't quite sure what to ask for, so she asked her mom. And what did she ask for? That would have been a good thing to ask for. Set John free. That would have been a very nice thing to ask for. But Anna, let's see what she asked for. She was just a girl, but prompted by her mother, she said this: "Give me the head of John the Baptist here on a platter." Wow. You know what a platter is? It's like a big plate, like you might have a turkey on it or a ham. But she says, "No, I don't want a turkey on the platter. I want the head of John the Baptist." Yes, Isaac?
No. That's a thing that chops heads
off. No, that's a guillotine. They might have used one of those, or they might have used an axe. I'm not sure what they used. I don't want to go into the details too much because this is a children's class. But the point is, John the Baptist was killed. He was killed for doing the right thing and speaking the truth. Poor John the Baptist. But think about his courage. Did he have a lot of courage to speak up about what was right? What do you think, Roman?
Yes.
Yeah, I think he had courage. Was he faithful to the end?
Yeah.
I think he was. And he had loyal disciples that came and buried his body. They honored him. Think also about his faith. We talked about courage. We talked about faith. He had boldly said, at the very beginning of Jesus' ministry, Jesus comes to him to be baptized, and what did John the Baptist say? He said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." He had faith in Jesus. But did he ever doubt while he was in prison?
No.
You know, it's not easy to be in prison. I think maybe he might have had some doubts. Look at this verse. We looked at it a few weeks ago. Maybe you remember it. Matthew 11, 2 and 3. "Now when John heard in prison about the deeds of the Christ," he heard about Jesus and what he was doing, "he sent word by his disciples and said to him, 'Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?'" Now Jesus is doing a lot of miracles. But John the Baptist is wondering, "Are you really the Messiah?" Maybe he's wondering, "If you're the Messiah, the Savior, why don't you get me out of prison?" But Jesus didn't come to be a political leader kind of Messiah. He didn't come to lead an army, a revolution. He came to bring God's kingdom, and he came to bring salvation to those that were lost. And although he loved John the Baptist, John the Baptist was his cousin. he didn't rescue John the Baptist from prison. And so what happened to John the Baptist was sad. News comes to Jesus about what happened to John the Baptist. And so Jesus goes off to a deserted place. Maybe he needs some time to be alone and pray. But he doesn't have much time alone because crowds of people follow him. They've heard about his miracles and they want to see some miracles. There are people who need to be healed. Anna, would you go to our next slide for us? Now, when it was evening, the disciples came to him and they said this. This is a desolate place, a deserted place, and the day is now over. Jesus has had a busy day healing people. There's been a big crowd. Send the crowds away to go into the villages and buy food for themselves. I mean, everybody's going to get hungry, and it's not like there's a Walmart down the street or a McDonald's. There's no food out here. They're in the wilderness. But Jesus said, what did he say to them? They need not go away. You give them something to eat. Here, Jesus is giving his disciples a test of faith. Why don't you feed them? But we're out here in the middle of nowhere, and we wouldn't have enough money, even if there was a Walmart. We wouldn't have the money to buy enough food for these people. But they did have a little bit. Let's take a look. How much food did they have? You might know this story. How much food did they have? It might look a little funny because of the lighting.
It looks yucky.
Well, what does it look like? Tell me.
Disgusting.
Yeah, but what is it?
Pretzels and fish.
Not pretzels.
Bread and fish.
Bread and fish. How many fish? Can you tell me?
Two.
And how much bread?
Five
loaves, five little rolls of bread, five loaves and two fish. Now, is that a lot of food for a big crowd of people? How about you guys? This isn't too big of a crowd. Do you think this would be enough food if all of you were hungry after a long day? Would this fill you up? Maybe? All of us together, we split it up. You get a little bread, he gets a little bread. Who wants the fish? Anybody want the fish? Okay, a couple guys want some fish. There are only two fish, though, and they're not that big. This isn't a lot of food. Really, this was enough food for one person. But what do? Look at the next slide. They bring it to Jesus. There is a boy. This is his food. He brought it to Jesus. Jesus said, "Bring them here to me." Now, in this situation, bringing this little bit of food to Jesus, what do they need? Faith or courage?
Faith.
What do they need?
Faith.
Faith is right. They need faith. I mean, what is Jesus going to do with this little bit of food? But the little boy brings the food to Jesus because he trusts that Jesus can do something amazing. And he does. Let's look at what happens. Let's go to the next slide. Then Jesus, he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass, and taking the five loaves and the two fish, he looked up to heaven and said a blessing. Instead of complaining that, wow, this isn't much food, why'd you bring me just a little bit? No, Jesus said, thank you, God, for this little bit of food. He said a blessing. Then he broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. And looking on, Anna, our next. And they all ate and were satisfied. Everybody was filled, and they took up how many baskets full of the broken pieces left over, the leftovers? How many baskets were filled with the leftovers? Yes. 12 baskets. Now that is a miracle. Just one little basket of food feeds the whole crowd of people, and there's 12 baskets of leftovers. And how many people were eating? Looking at the last verse, Roman, how many people were there?
5,000 people.
5,000 men, and there were women and children too. That's a lot of people. This was an amazing miracle. And so we see that we need faith to trust what little we have to God, and he can do amazing things with it. Well, what happened next? Jesus made his disciples get in a boat. Maybe they were really not wanting to do this, but he said, okay, guys, you're going to do it. Get in the boat. He made them get in a boat and go to the other side without him. He stayed behind to dismiss the crowd and then go up to the top of a mountain to do what? Finally, what does Jesus do? All alone. He sent his disciples away. He sent the crowds away. And what does he do? You might think he would just take a nap, but no, he does something else. That's a good idea. I would be tired by then. What do you think he does on the top of the mountain?
Ask a question.
No, I'm asking a question. Then maybe yours later. What does he do? To pray, yes. You know, he heard something very sad about John, and he wants to spend some time with his heavenly Father. He wants to pray. So, meanwhile, the disciples... what happens to them? Maybe you know this story. They're in a boat. They're on the Sea of Galilee. And what happens to them, Ian?
A
storm. You're right. There's wind. There's waves. And let's go ahead and read what happens. Anna. And in the fourth watch of the night, late at night, in fact, it's the end of the night, he came to them walking on the sea. Let's pay attention up here, okay? Let's look together at this so we can learn. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It is a ghost," and they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Here the disciples are. They've been struggling against the storm for hours. And then they see something that makes them cry out in fear. What do they see in the boat as they struggle against the storm? Yes. But they don't know it's Jesus. They just see this figure, this person, a dark figure, walking across the water. Now, you have to understand, for the Jewish people, the water was kind of scary to them. You know, they kind of saw it as a picture of evil and bad things. And so they see this dark figure coming across the water, and they think, oh no! What do they think it is, Levi?
A ghost.
It's a ghost! But the figure speaks up and says, who does he say he is? Who is it? It's Jesus. Let's look at a picture to see what it might have looked like. We don't know what it looked like, but here's just a picture. Oh, I know it's a little hard to see it, but you see the waves, you see the boat back here, and then here is Jesus walking on the water. Now, Peter then makes a bold request. Peter was pretty bold in what he said sometimes. What does Peter say? He asked Jesus a question. Ian? He wants to walk on the water too. He says, let's go ahead and read it, Anna. Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. If it's really you, Jesus, ask me to come out to join you." Wow. What do you think? Does this require faith? Or courage, or both? What do you think, Levi?
Faith.
It requires faith. But does it require courage too?
Yes.
I think so. Yeah, that would scare me to go try to walk on the water. And just a minute ago, everybody was saying it was a ghost. Wow. What does Jesus say? One word. Who can guess what Jesus says? It's just one word. Andrew? Nope. Good guess.
No.
Nope.
Peter.
Nope. One word.
Yeah.
Philip. Nope.
Come.
You've got it. Come. He says come. And you know what? For a little bit, Peter is walking on the water. It's amazing. But then, Anna, would you show us Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." And Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him, saying to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" What happened to Peter? Was he walking on the water?
No.
For a little bit, but then what happened to him?
I know.
Just a second, let Jordan try. He started to drown. He started to sink. So did he drown? No. Because he cried out. And did Jesus help him?
Yeah.
He did. Jesus helped him. So now I have some questions. We're about out of time. Did Peter have courage? What do you think?
No.
Did he have courage? Did it take courage to get out of the boat?
Yes.
I think so. What about all those disciples who stayed in the boat? I think Peter had some courage. But was he afraid?
Yes.
He was. And sometimes, you know what? You and I get afraid too. That's how life is. And did Peter have faith? What do you think? Did Peter have faith in Jesus?
Yes.
I think he did. But did he kind of doubt? He doubted when he looked at the wind and the waves and the storm. He took his eyes off Jesus. But you know what? Sometimes our faith is strong. Sometimes our faith might be weak. But the important thing is not so much how much faith we have, but where we put our faith, the object of our faith. If our faith is in ourselves, you know what? That's not going to be so good. Because some days we're really brave and sometimes we're afraid. Sometimes our faith is really strong and sometimes it's not so strong, it's weak. But the important thing is if we put our faith in Jesus, then we'll be okay. And even when Peter was doubting and sinking, did he still trust in Jesus?
Yes.
How do we know that? What did he do when he was sinking? Yes, he put his hand out and he called out, "Lord, save me." He looked to Jesus. So let's remember faith and courage. But most of all, let's remember that our faith needs to be in Jesus.